Today's news.
Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. I thought we'd have a change for the next week or two, perhaps, and do what we've done before and turn to some of the wonderful stories in Here is the News, a chronicle of the 20th century, which was written largely by our great friend and mentor for me for a lot of the time, Terry Kringle, of course. And in these wonderful books, Terry reported like a news reporter, as if he was there. He was for an awful lot of the century, it has to be said. Not perhaps, though, in 1925, as I thought we'd go back 100 years and look at some of the stories that were making the news in 1925 here on the Isle of Man. A terrible year, Terry reports, for road and rail accidents, particularly rail. In August, Douglas Railway Station, writes Terry, was the scene of a shocking accident when a train, to be exact it was Pender, arrived from Peel and failed to stop in time and overshot the platform, ending up only yards from the booking office. The fireman, 50-year-old William Robinson, was thrown out of the cab and sadly killed. The inquiry revealed that while shunting at Union Mills, the deceased mistook a signal given by the guard, started the train too soon, and left behind the guard and the brakesman. The driver, using his own brakes, was unable to bring the train to a halt in time. It was also said that had there been telephonic communication between Union Mills and the Douglas signal box, the driver could have been warned to slow down sooner. Goodness, you don't think of that, do you? And a very dramatic picture included as well of Pender in the midst of rubble and girders, and as you can imagine, as it shot over the end, and lots of gentlemen in hats, of course, all the men wore hats at the time, the workmen with flat caps, and all the middle-class gentlemen in trilbies and Homburgs and the like. There were also two further deaths in 1925, which occurred in connection with the Manx Electric Railway, the MER. At the end of July, a young lad, 10-year-old Robert Stanley Jochen, was knocked down and killed by a tram at Ballaghorn Crossing as he walked home from school. Then a month later, farmer Thomas Kermode of Dreamskerry and Mackled was killed by an electric car, it's reported, at the Dreamskerry Crossing near his home. In other news in 1925, we read that rent control returns. After a bitter constitutional struggle with the Legislative Council, the Key succeeded in getting a new rent restriction bill onto the statute book. Controls will last for 2 years and apply to houses in Douglas rented pre-war at £40 a year and under, and £25 elsewhere in the island. Government officials say they hope that by 1928 the housing problems will be eased by the public sector building programme, which of course is when places like Paul Rose were built. Last year, the expiry of rent controls resulted in orders to quit being imposed on tenants by landlords seeking higher rents. A new bishop was enthroned in 1925. The new Lord Bishop, the Right Reverend Canon Charles Leonard Thornton Dewsbury, was enthroned at St George's in Douglas. He succeeded Dr. Denton Thompson, who had died the previous year. The new bishop was formerly rector of Holy Trinity in London, and he's the son of the late Captain W. Thornton Dewsbury of Ballacoshnan, Patrick. His brother Hugh, it was reported, lives at Port Sodrick. The bishop was born at Swiss Cottage, Glen Helen, goodness me, and in his younger days he was noted for his prowess as a rugby player. He's only the second Manx-born bishop in modern times. And I don't think there's been another one since then, has there? Not from the memory, at least, in any case. The TT, well, sadly, there was an amateur TT rider killed in 1925. The first day of practising for the amateur races, he was believed to have crashed trying to avoid a dog which had strayed onto the course. 22-year-old James Temple was a student at Cambridge University and died at Glentrammon when he crashed at speed into a telegraph pole which was almost uprooted in the impact, it's reported. In another incident, Arthur Marsden from Douglas was seriously injured. And then finally we read a wireless aid to teaching. A novel method of teaching children in the Isle of Man has been introduced by Mr. R.P. Hewitt, the headmaster of Foxdale Elementary School. He's installed a wireless set in the classroom at his own expense. My word, that hasn't changed, has it? Teachers having to dig into their own pockets. And selected programmes are being listened to by the youngsters as part of the school curriculum. Mr. Hewitt says this will broaden the children's outlook on life. He was forward-thinking, wasn't he? And prevent them growing up with too much of a parochial attitude. I wonder if he got any awards. I wonder if he got any praise for that. I bet not. Wireless programmes are also used, we're told, in some schools in London, France and Germany. And in what was a fairly bad year for fatalities, it seems, in September of 1925, a lady visitor from Manchester fell between the ship side and the wall of the Victoria Pier whilst attempting to board the Snaefell and sustained fatal injuries. Passenger figures for the entire season were over 534,000, which we're told was an increase on last year, but 81,000 less than the 1913 record total of 615,726. And in happier news, the Manx Ladies Choir conductor, Mr. Noah Moore, wins Wallasey Music Festival. The mixed choir placed second. And Douglas Town Council decided they were going to lay a second water main from the Baldwin Reservoir. All these things happening back in 1925. No shortage of deaths, sadly, but I suppose that could be said of any year. But always something of interest. And I do hope that teacher did get his just reward. We'll have a look at a few more things from 1925 next week. Until then, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.